So central banks are also starting to understand nature has real value. Carbon, we already figured out. And carbon is moving very quickly into a system where it's going to be very close to a currency. Basically being able to take a ton of absorbed or sequestered carbon and being able to create a forward pricing curve with financial service architecture, documentation. I just came out of a meeting this morning how we're trying to accelerate that. To be quite honest, not to get very boring, but we're on financial topics and things, but they're going to be derivatives. And you need ISDA documentation if you want to trade a derivative in the marketplace. And all of this actually matters for nature as well. I'm going to quickly hand off, but again, I want to talk about value one more time, because the southern part of the world has value far greater than large elements of the northern part. And when we start thinking about and putting prices on water, on trees, on biodiversity, we find, where does that sit? I'm doing a lot of work out of Asia, and I say that my next door neighbor, Indonesia, is the left lung of the world, and obviously Brazil is the right, and Africa, absolutely critical. And we need their natural capital as a system-based world more than we need that $66 billion we've got sitting in the basement of the Bank of England. So how do we, and I'm hoping this discussion today, at least from a central banker's point of view, on how do we start tokenizing, how do we start building systems that actually create not only the value, but transfer that value around the world.